Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of insights and published magazines and broadcasts, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am thrilled today because with me I have Glenn Ledwell. Glenn is born and bred a serial entrepreneur with a diverse professional upbringing. He has only ever had one boss his whole life, starting with his first business at age 19. Since 2007, he has led the role of director of Mind Movies, where he continues to be the driving force behind all the brilliant marketing strategies that took Mind Movies from zero to $6 million in the first 3 years and is on track to do over $20 million this year. Today, Glenn spends the majority of his time in San Diego with his lovely wife, Natalie, and his holidays in his hometown of Sydney, Australia, as well as South America and Europe. And Glenn, I'm so thrilled to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Vicki. It's a pleasure.
You know, my movies has just been a phenomena. But for those that may not be familiar with it, I thought I would read your mission statement as a start. Do you think that would be a good place for us to begin?
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay. Mind Movies is a young, dynamic company passionate about enabling people to reach their greatest goals through the power of the law of attraction. This is achieved through a fun and simple technology which allows people to create, share, visualize, and materialize their ultimate dream life. Tell me, Glenn, how did you come about developing MindMovies.com as your great work? You've done a lot of really wonderful entrepreneurial things, but this is really tremendous.
Yeah, well, in the beginning, like a lot of things, Vicki, it all just kind of come about without any real definite intent right in the beginning. We were actually, as you said, we had lots of different businesses at the time, and we were students of personal development. But actually, our partner Ryan was—he'd been making vision boards and whatnot—and he said, "Oh, this isn't." He kind of felt a bit silly by it, and was kind of a bit embarrassed when his friends come around. He'd hide his vision board. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. And one day he was just looking on YouTube and saw a slideshow-style video of some sort, and he thought, "Ooh, I wonder can I make like a digital vision board out of that?" So. Kind of the rest is history, but he obviously made that, but then showed us. We were friends at the time and showed a few other people and then saw that there was a real interest in it. We had no idea about the power and the psychology in that and what it actually did to the brain and why it worked or anything back then. We just thought it was a fun, cool kind of thing to do. And, of course, from there, we kind of said, "Oh, well, let's make a website." And we're like, a website? I think back then, a couple of years before that, I'd never sent an email. So that'll give you an idea of how technologically handicapped I was.
Oh, my gosh, that's a transition.
Yeah, I mean, massive, massive transition. I mean, I knew nothing. All I could do on the computer even then was, if it was turned on and logged in, was my banking. So to say, let's start a website, that's like, and I'm like, okay, and... what do we do there? And he said, "Well, we make a video and we put it on YouTube." I'm like, "What's a YouTube?" And he said, "Okay." So we scripted a video sitting in our lounge room. And I'd had all the businesses I had had a strong background in marketing. Didn't really realize it at the time, to be honest, but definitely realized it later. So I could write a script. I could pretend like I could write a script anyway. So we wrote a script and filmed it. Had absolutely, if I had more time, I'd tell you exactly what those first videos were, how ghetto they were. As in, they came out fine, but geez, what we were using, lights shining up off the walls, hotter than the sun, it was just, unbelievable. So anyway, we ended up shooting the video and got obviously got traffic from YouTube, and we're like, "Oh my God," and then sent them to another site, which was our website that we'd got someone to build for $800 at the time. So basically my movies cost $800 and $1,300 for a camera. That was our total exposure. And we got some sales, and then we said, geez, we better learn how to make the product now. I mean, we knew what the product would consist of, but we certainly didn't know how to do it. So anyway, we did that. And just progressed from there.
Well, you know, it's so interesting, the whole concept of Mind Movies. Can you tell us a little bit about what goes on the site? Like, if people were to visit it, what would they find there?
Well, I mean, it depends what site they go to, but I mean, the main mindmovies.com is really a very general site. It tells you what a Mind Movies is. You can obviously purchase the Mind Movie Creation Kit. You can, opt in and get 6 pre-made Mind Movies that we provide for people so they can get a real feel of it, feel how powerful it can be. And then we have a series of other products. You can go through to Natalie's Inspiration Show. You know, you can see other information all about the company, things like that.
Yeah, so basically, Mind Movies is the idea of a vision board actually coming to life, your vision board actually coming to life through your computer.
Exactly, and that's really, I mean, obviously we did realize it a bit at the time, but we've really come to realize over the last 4 or 5 years the reason it's so powerful, because if you understand the law of attraction and visualization, the key element to visualizing is tying emotion to that visualization or that goal. Now, looking at a vision board or reading a list of affirmations, which I used to do, it's very difficult to actually feel the feeling of being, having, or whatever of that goal. And what a Mind Movie does, because you've got the photos that you've chosen or imported yourself, you've got your absolutely favorite song to that, if you want to upload your own, or you can just put another song in that's in our library that just sounds amazing to you. And then you choose the affirmations or write them out yourselves to match it. So you're mentally invested in that. You've created this little story of your ultimate life. And then, try to play your favorite song and not get a smile on your face. It's impossible. So I really believe that science, that's got to be the reason it's so powerful, because instantly when you watch your Mind Movie, you can't not feel good. It's impossible not to. So it's like then you're vibrating on a higher level, and then so on and so forth. I mean, the law of attraction, like attracts like. If you're experiencing that a couple of times a day, it's got to be easier to attract things into your life.
Well, I have to say it's so impressive, Glenn, to think that this concept and this website has gone from zero to a projected 20 million this year. That is just awesome and beyond belief. Regardless of economical shifts or whatever, it's just been a real driving force. What do you attribute the fact that it's really taken the world by storm? What do you think that's about?
Well, I think it's a few things. I mean, the actual product itself, I think it was perfect timing, and a lot of things in business and life, I think, are timing or a big contributor to that. We launched the site in beginning of 07, and we really didn't reach a lot of people in 07. We really didn't know what we were doing. But it was the reason it had success, I believe, is because it was really off the back of The Secret, the big wave from The Secret. People were aware of the law of attraction. And then now we bring in a fun tool to basically help facilitate the law of attraction to work for you and make it easy for you. So I think it was a great timing right there. I think it was a great timing into 08 where we really exploded. I think, that was the economic collapse. And I think people were really, really looking for something then. And I think people are becoming a lot more aware. And I think for the product, the timing was absolutely a key factor. And it's unique. There was really nothing like that, and still isn't, anything exactly like that.
It's just such a phenomenal, grand concept, and yet so simple in its nature. That's what I think is so wonderfully unique about it. You've had so many celebrity endorsements and many from The Secret, from those that were showcased in The Secret, but also outside of The Secret. How did that come about for you, since you just started from nothing?
Well, I mean, like I said, when we started back in 07, but really I kind of call we started the business in 08 when we did a big product launch, and, you know, the world really knew who we were, and we were nobody, absolutely. But what we did, the next year into 09, we did another launch, but then all of, towards the end of, middle of 2009 into 2010, we developed our own software, and that's what we have today, the simplest video creation software on the planet. Now, basically, we built up a name, and, you know, all business, in my opinion, including the internet, it's all about relationships, it's all about leverage. You know, we got some credibility. It wasn't like, oh, what's Mind Movies? Never heard of them. And what we found was, particularly in 09, a lot of the celebrity-type gurus in our market that you can never get to when you're nobody, we found that they were either coming to us or people that knew them very well were coming to us. You know, we leveraged those relationships. And, of course, when it came time to launch our 2.0, which was our own, you know, hosted software, they all kind of put their hand up and said, I really want to be involved in this. This is incredible.
That's just incredible. And then back-to-back with all of that success, you also created the Mind Mastery World Summit, which also featured some of the top minds in the business. How did that come about as a result of the website?
Well, that was pretty well, you know, we have a lot to do with the internet marketing niche and different strategies and the way that they use their events. And we'd followed a couple of like Frank Kern and, Frank Kern particularly is actually what I'm thinking of, but there was a couple of other events like this where they would, you know, leverage off the back of a launch of somewhat and, you know, offer an event as a bonus. We thought, well, that's cool. That's a really cool bonus. And we knew that this 2.0 launch in 2010 would be the biggest thing we've ever done. So we decided to, I mean, we're not a seminar company. We'll probably never do another one. I mean, it's so much work. We decided to do that. So we basically leveraged off the back of the launch. You know, people who bought the product got a ticket, and then we sold X amount, and we did fill the event of 400 and something people. And again, getting people to come and getting, you know, the gurus to speak was kind of like we'd established that credibility. We'd really concreted those relationships from the launch. I mean, it's amazing when you make someone a lot of money, they're really happy to help you out next time so they can make more money. You know what I mean? It's kind of a no-brainer. Once you've, made someone a lot of money, you know, so that's what we realized. I mean, it was really, really fun, that event. It really was. But like I said, we're certainly not a seminar company.
Yeah, and they are a lot of work, no question. So tell me, how do you hope Mind Movies will inspire others? Do you have a vision, personal vision, for what that looks like for you?
You know, it's really... how will it inspire others? I mean, really, to me, it's just getting it in people's hands. I mean, we had a goal in the beginning to, you know, get a Mind Movie into a million people's hands. And as in for the pre-made Mind Movies, we have done that. We've achieved that. A million people have opted into our different things to see that. But my real target now is a billion. If we can reach a billion people on the planet, which... you know, the internet is growing so fast, and with mobile and apps and you know, everything expanding in the way that it is, I think that's very achievable. So that's, I mean, I know that doesn't really answer the how it affects them, but it's like just having a Mind Movie in their hands, I think, is the how, you know, just, if that makes sense. I think if we can leverage, you know, inspire a million people to know what a Mind Movie is and actually watch one, even if it's a pre-made one, and, you know... a million or a couple of million people inspire them to make their own, I think that would just be one of the biggest shifts the planet will ever see.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious, Glenn, do you have a Mind Movie? And, like, what does it consist of?
It's a little bit personal, but to be honest, from the beginning when I made, well, before we even knew it was called Mind Movies and we had the other software, I made one. And to be honest, it was only about 18 months before I'd basically seen most of the things in that. And to be honest, it's I do live my absolute dream life. I live a life of passion. I do everything I do, I love. Obviously, the business that we're in, I just absolutely love it every day. So there's not a lot, to be honest. I have, you know, I've just really started into the speaking game. You know, I just spoke at Underground, which is a really big online, one of the biggest of the year, run by Yannick Silva. And that was my first really big gig speaking. And I had an incredible fear against that. So getting to the point of what's in my mind movie, basically most of what was in my mind movie was I'm comfortable to speak on stage and how people respond so well. And I have a couple of silly financial, you know, things like I only fly private and, you know, I have a billion-dollar company and, you know, we reach the billion people that I talked about, which are all fairly generic. But to be honest, that recent one was more around public speaking.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that, because that is a fear that I think so many of us share. And the fact that you were able to overcome that and use the tool that you developed to help you do that and do that in such a fabulous, substantial way in an incredible format and forum is really impressive. So, Glenn, what inspires you?
What inspires me? I think I really, let me think. I think I pretty well answered that just then, to be honest.
Yeah.
What inspires me, reaching those amount of people, I know it's probably, you know, in our industry particularly, people don't like to say they're driven by money, but I am very driven by money. But, you know, as I'm sure you're very, very aware, Vicky, it's not the money. It's what you can do with the money. And it's the more people you can reach, the more people you can help. Of course, the more fun you can have and, you know, the things or whatever. But I'm very, very driven in our business to take it to that, to keep taking it to that next level. And I'm very driven by, like I said, reaching that billion people mark with my movies. And like I said, I don't care if they're the free ones, bought ones or whatever, but I think just reaching that amount of people. And I'm very, which is a really recent thing. Like I said, I just did that that seminar a couple of weeks ago, but I mentor a few young entrepreneurs as well, and I didn't realize how that really is something that inspires me, but after that event and seeing how I inspired others, that really has become something that inspires me now too, to help young entrepreneurs, particularly in marketing.
That is so wonderful to be able to pass on all of this unbelievable knowledge and experience that you have in being successful in this area. Do you have like maybe a top tip or two that you would recommend for someone in their marketing plan or in their, you know, in their drive to get their name and their product out there? Because, you know, times have really changed, and I know you've seen that change.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a few really, they sound really basic, but I think incredibly profound. It's something I always say to especially people starting out, is procrastination is the biggest killer. And it's like, I got this great idea or ideas, but there's something in the way. They've got to go to that next seminar. They've got to go to buy that next course. They've got to do that. And it's just an excuse. The greatest idea in the world is the actual one you do. So it's just, I think that's a really good tip for people. Just stop getting in your own way. You know, if you've got five ideas, pick one. It's really good to fail fast, not slow. And then no matter what, if it's the wrong decision, there is no wrong decision. You know, quick decisions are better than wrong decisions, you know. And I think really moving forward from that, as I touched on earlier, it's all about relationships. And I really believe most of our success in our business, other than having a phenomenal product, was that I consider myself a bit old school, you know, so because I wasn't technically savvy, I couldn't really type. So what did I do? I used to get on the phone all the time. And what I've realized is, or I'd make sure I could meet people in person, but now looking back, it's really, really obvious to me that that was one of the biggest reasons for our success. People hide behind their email all the time, and they hide behind their text messages. If you want to build a relationship with someone and connect a potential partnership with, get on the phone. And the first opportunity you get in front of them. Get that belly-to-belly. And nothing's changed in history, no matter how advanced technology is. I really believe that that is the key to business.
Mm. That is so really vitally important right now in this age of technology, where there's so much emphasis on efficiency and not on relationships. So that's so beautifully said. Do you have any parting thoughts for us, Glenn?
Parting thoughts? Not really. I haven't really thought about any parting thoughts.
Well, I
a few minutes, I could probably think of one.
Well, I certainly have one for you, and that is to thank you so much for being with us and sharing your wisdom. And I would love it if you could share the website where people could connect with you and Mind Movies, if you would, so they can learn more.
Yeah, it's just www.mindmovies.com.
Fantastic. Glenn, thank you again so much for sharing your wisdom and being with us today.
No, well, thank you very much, Vicki. It's been an absolute pleasure. I haven't done a lot of interviews, so again, this is one of those things that I used to find quite challenging, so it's a real thrill to be here.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it's wonderful that you shared that with us, because that certainly gives everyone a lot of empowerment that are hearing your message. So thank you again.
Terrific. Thanks, Vicki.